We are learning Masechta Chulin Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph. Omar Rav Huna Ba'achia Omar Shmuel. We had a machlokes Chananya and Rabbanon. If you choshen zarav, and the nafkmina was if you're chayev for oisas v'noi on the father as well, on the zochar as well. According to Chananya, you are chayev for zochar because choshen zarav. According to Rabbanon, you're only chayev for nekeva oisas v'noi benat. For the Zohar. A father and its offspring is mutter according to the Rabbanon. There's no Issa, Issa is not. According to Chananya, it's Aser. It's a Chayiv Alav. Because it is Chayiv Alav, and that's a rebuy from the word Oisai, that's Marba Zohar as well. So Rav Huna Bar Shmuel, Vachi Omer Shmuel, Hilchasa Chananya. Paskin, not like the Rabbanon, Paskin Chananya. Va'ozo Shmuel Atameh. And Shmuel goes like his reasoning in a different place. That tonight we learned in the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah in Kalayim. Rav Yehuda Omer, Hanelodim Min Asus. If there's something called a mule, a preda is an offspring of a sus and a chamar, a horse and a donkey. A mule comes out of a horse and a donkey. Now, who's the father, who's the mother? Both ways are mule. Say if the father is the sus and the mother is the chamar. Say if the father is the chamar and the mother is the sus. Either way, it's called a mule. So the halacha is like this: Hareilodim min asus. If you have offspring from a sus, which the sus is the mother, afish aviyim chamar, even though the father is the chamar. Mutarim zebezeh. They're mutter each other. Which pashtus means the mule that comes from a sus and a father chamar, and another mule that has a mother a sus and a father chamar, they're both the same type, they are mutter zebezeh. Ava neilodim in a chamar, im neilodim in a sus, asurim. That's asur. Why? Because the Tanakama, Rabbi Yehuda, would go maybe. We'll see what it means exactly. The Gemara will explain. I'll explain after we see the Gemara. But al-Kabonim, he says that's asur. V'om Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, and Rav Yehuda says, Zudir Rav Yehuda, that's Rav Yehuda Shita. Doma ain't choshem zarav. They're not choshem zarav. And since they're not choshem zarav, so everything goes, what's to the mother? Who's the mother? The mother's a sus? It's a sus. The mother's a chamar? It's a chamar. Therefore, they can't mate with each other because it's klayim. One's a sus, one's a chamar. We don't care about zarav. This mule is a sus mule, and this mule is a chamar mule. It goes with the mother. You don't go with the father. The father doesn't play a role. That's so Shmuel says, "Do the Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbi Zerat, Avachacham Oimrim, Kol Mine Predois Achasheim," which means like this: that the Predois are become like a Min Mifnei Atzma. They become like a union, a mix, a mixed breed of Chamar and Sus. So I don't care which way the breed is mixed; it's a mixed breed. And it's mixed breed evenly because the Chosh is Arab, and therefore it's a mixed breed, and they're both mutter each other. Every mule is mutter another mule. I don't care who the father or the mother was because it's a mixed breed. Now that means the Chacham hold Chosh is Arab. So who's the Chacham? He said the Chacham Makomir Bezachsim. Man Chacham Chananya. Who the Amah Chosh is Arab? Vahai Bar Susya Vacham Ravaras Vacham. They're both they come out. They both this both thing is a offspring from a mix. Of a sus v'chamar. They're both a product of a sus v'chamar. And therefore, they're both the same thing. Kulachad minenu. They're all one min. And Rashi explains that Shmuel calls Chananya the chachamim here. Ava chachamim, I'm calling it prayers achasim. Why are you calling a shitas yachid chachamim? Because he holds a Chananya. So that's what we said. We start off saying, Halach Chananya, Legabe Yosef Smelay, the Chosh Zarav. Shmuel Tamei, that teaches the Madi Omer, Chosh Zarav, as a chacham, as the chacham shita. So the chacham hold, Choshim Lezera Av. And therefore, it's always a mixed breed between a chamar and a sus, and therefore a mutter on each other. And that's the shita of Chananya, Chosh Zarav, and the chacham. It's a small holes we pass it that way. That's small shita. We don't pass it that way, but that's small holes that we pass the Chananya because he calls it the chacham. Now,
Why didn't the Mishnah talk about it gets in a chamar? It says another
chamar,
and then
he goes in a
sus
and then a chamar. It says another chamar, and another sus, asurim,
yeah.
What do you want to say? Another chamar, it's a pasha's mutter, same thing. Another sus, another, it's the same thing. Now, the question is, we still have to explain Rav Yehuda. We didn't really dissect Rav Yehuda. The Gemara to talk about it. The Rabbanon are very clear. It's a 50-50 mixed breed, Gevaldik, and they're both the same, even though the father and mother makes a difference. What's Rav Yehuda's Shita? Does Rav Yehuda hold that it's Mamish a Sus, and it's the one other is Sus, I don't care if the father's a Chamar, it's a Sus Mamish. And another Chamar is a Chamar Mamish. Or he's not Choshe Zara'av Bevadoyis, but he's Choshe Mesafik. He's choshim is suffic. That's the question. We'll see what the nafkamina is. Either way, they're usher. So what's the difference of suffic? What's a vadi? Let's see. Eboilu shalis mivshap shita. That's something of the garis. Mivshap shita leil Rabbi Yehuda. the ein choshen zarav. Is it possible yechosh zarav? So this one's a sus, and this one is malas chamor. This mule is a chamor. Oy, dilma spukim is safkalei. Maybe it's a safik. L'may nafkamina. What's nafkamina? L'mishri peri imayin. Nafkamina is the peri mutter imayin. Basically, if the noel is a sus and a chamor, this mule, is this mule mutter in other susim or not? Or it's only mutter in other mules that comes from a sus mother? Or it's mutter to other sus. It's a sus. It's a sus. That's the question. Is mutter pre-ma? That's the question. Yeah, Bishop Shitlay, then pre-ma, I'm sorry. That's mutter. This noel is not a sus. Even though the father is a chamar, it's mutter not a sus. Why? Because it ain't chosh is a rav at all. So if Bishop Shitlay pre-ma, I'm sorry. But Yamrit Svukim is Safkale, Priyamayim Aser, then it's Aser. And the only thing it's mutter with is another mule that comes from a mother sus and a father chamar. That's the only way mutter, if it's a Safik. So that's the Shaila, Mai. What's the halacha over here? Mai. What's a Rehuda Shita? And it could be a Pasuk Rehuda, so it's very important to know what Rehuda Shita is. Toshima.
What's the Shaila? Yeah? They can't have children, these mules.
What?
A mule doesn't have children.
Okay.
What's the genre? Make them together?
Yeah, it's a good question. That's a good question. I didn't think of that question. If they can have children or not. The Amar is never young. They could have children, I guess. They could have. Because the client would only be a problem if it's... Could be the client himself is the mating also. I don't know. The client himself is the mating anyway. You don't have to have children. There's two things. The mating itself could be client.
Why would we do it?
That's a good question. Now, you're right. You look at children. Either there's a child to have children, and the isser is the client itself, the mating itself, not the child. Right. Toshima, it says Loshabia. Loshan apostle, Loshabia Kalayim. So the Revi is the Osir. It's not the Charles. That's this. My Toshima. So let's try to bring it right to Shaila. Again, Safik Rav Yehuda is it a Safik or it's a Vada in Chazara? My Toshima, Ruda Imer, call on Elodim and Asus, Afa Pi Shaviim Chamar, Matarm Zevazah. And this is the Loshan of the Rav Yehuda himself. Rabbi himself says, even though the far is a chamar, mutarm zevaza. Hechidam. Ilim davu adahai chamar, vavu adahai chamar. If these two mixed breeds are both the exact same thing, tzrich lemeim, you have to tell me it's not a chiddush. What's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda exactly? El alav, must be like this. Davu
adah.
What? No, he's not chosh zarav at all. He's not like this. He says that, what do you mean not chosh zarav? Anoel ben asus, and the far is a chamar, and anoel ben asus, what's the problem? What should be the problem? They both have a mother sus and a father chamar. What should be the problem? Why is that a chiddush? Why is that a chiddush?
It's klayim.
It's not klayim. It's they're both mules, both exact same mules. Why can't two mules be made in each other? Why are they both exact same mule? A mother sus and a father chamar. He said you can't be mate with a different mule whose mother was chamar. Why? Because ain chayshim zarav. So therefore, everything goes with ain. If you chayshim zarav, it'd be like that. But here, if they're both exactly the same, what's the chiddush? It could be you're onto something, maybe I always say a terrorist. But the mule, just get the kasha klar. So that's pasha. Ilema, that the case was, what's the chiddush? El alav, davua dahai sus, vavu dahai chamar. You know what it means? Calling Elodim and Asus, Abish Avi and Chamar means only one of them had father Chamar, but the other one is a straight sus, it's mutter. Alma mivsa psitalei, see it's pashut, that you're not chazer av at all. So it's a riot to the shayla, and that because that what else is a chiddush? It must be saying like this: Hanilodim and a sus, even though the father is a chamar, it's mutter with another sus, a complete sus, a regular full fledged sus. So that's a riot to the shayla. So tomorrow law la'olam davu adai chamar vu adai chamar. The truth is, it's taka a mixed breed with a mixed breed. Ah, you asked me what the chiddush is, but the kamar tzrich lameima. You know what the chiddush is? Ma'od the tema. Osi tzad sus, mishtamish b'tzad chamar, b'tzad chamar, mishtamish b'tzad sus. Kamas v'lo, no. You would think that anilodim and a sus, or also osi them as that, because maybe the, if I care, we hold it's a suffix, we hold it's a suffix, and if it's a suffix, maybe the zera av is being mishtamish with the zera aim over here. Kamas v'lo, that when you are chosh zera'av, it's then a mixed breed, a new mixed breed type animal. Like this. The havim will be is that when the zera'av, then somehow that zera'av of mule A has a mother, a sus, and a father, a chamar. Mule B also has a mother, a sus, and a father, a chamar. The same thing. But you would think the chamar of the A is being mishtamish with the sus of the B. Kamaslo not. Kamaslo not, why? Because if you are Chayzer Rav, it's its own animal called a mule, mixed breed old mule, and then it's a new thing. So what's bothering me with this is that what would be the Havi says the thing, and the Rabbanan clearly he holds that you don't say this. I didn't find this cash anyway. The Rabbanan say that if Chayzer Rav, they take a mutter with each other, and even if they're mixed together, why? Because when it's a mixed breed, it's a new Chavtza. So why do you think in Rav Yehuda different? But Kabbalah is a list of Chiddush. Any mule is not a mule. Yeah. Chayzer Rav makes it, what's Pshat? We said before, makes a new min. This min is a mixed breed. Chamar and Sos. So it's mutter with each other. Even if it's the opposite, it's mutter. Why? Because it's a mixed breed. So you see this idea that it's not like the Sos is that. So maybe you're taking the Rabbanan and it's Pashas mixed breed because he says it even both ways. But him, maybe it's only one way, so maybe it'll be different. Lamaisa Kamashma was saying this. Really, maybe it's a Suffolk coin to Rav Yehuda. And I, what's the Chiddush that the Sus, an Elim and a Sus and a Chamar could be a mate with an Elim and a Sus and a Chamar? The Chiddush is, we're not worried that Tzad Chamar is being established with the Tzad Sus. We're not worried about that. Kamashma, no. So we're still not sure on Rav Yehuda. Let's bring another Raya. Toshima. Rav Yehuda, a Preda Shetava, a Preda that had to mate. Tava means it felt the need to mate. Aim Ravina Leah, Loisus Lechamar. Preda is a mule. You can't use either a full fledged horse or a donkey. Ela Mina has to be its same min. That's what Huda says. Vi Armishapsitale, if it was Pashit, that let's say it was Nel Nasus and Achamar. What do we say? It's Pashit in Chazarav. So it's a full fledged horse over here. Lirva Leah Mina. Dima, just be Marivi on it, the mother, whatever the mother is. The mother was Sus, Marivi was Sus. The mother was donkey, Marivi was donkey. What's the problem? So, Tamar, you're right. Here the case was, you had a mule in front of you, you don't know its history. Lo yadana mina, Dima, Mainil, you don't know what the history is. But the obvious question is then, so heck, you're taking on a mule also if you don't know the history. You don't know which mule is what. That's my brother Kasha. So, Tamar, lo yadana mina, that's why you couldn't do a Sus, because you don't know the history. Lo yadana mina, Mainil.
We're asking
Rav Yehuda. In Rav Yehuda now. In Rav Yehuda, we're trying to be right to Rav Yehuda. 100% Rav Yehuda. Said Rav Yehuda, Aimer, and we're going to Rav Yehuda. We're trying to be right to Rav Yehuda. The fear of a Kham is always mutter than not a mule. Because it's a new min. Yeah. Frank Demava, Ela Mina Katani. It says that you could use his min. So if it's a min, so then you know something because you know that both mothers are the same. So the Gemara, no, it doesn't. It's not types. Types means like this. Hakama, Aimer Ravina Lea, Loi Min Sus, Loi Min Chamar. You can't, Taka can't do anything. You can't use a mule that's a min sus or a mule that's a min chamar means. Min sus, not sus, min sus no chamar. You don't know what it is. And you can't, you can't make anything with it. Why don't you check? There's a way to check this mule if it's from the donkey family or from the sus family. How? If it has a very deep voice, bar chamra, then it comes from a chamar. Son of kale, if it has a thin voice, like a horse, bar susya, then it's a sus. And another raya, bar papa, another way to tell, rav udne, if it's big ears, vizutu gruvse, and small tail, bar chamra, it's a donkey. But zutu udne, small ears, rav gruvse, a big tail, like a horse, bar susya. So why don't you check the simon? It couldn't talk, so it couldn't hear a voice. And also, it was its tail and its ears were cut off. And then you couldn't tell. And that's why it can't be Ravi any mean. So my avala. So what's the bottom line of Rav Yehuda? Is it a Suffolk or is he a Vadai? My avala. Toshima. Dom Rav Yehuna Brei Rav Yeshua. Kol Moedim. Everyone agrees. Everyone. Even Rav Yehuda agrees. But Priyam Asher. That means the offspring and its mother is Asher. If a Sus is Ba Hamar and they have a mule, that mule is Asher with its mother, the Sus. Everyone agrees. Shema Mino, Sfukim, Misakim, Shema, no. You see over here that it's a Suffolk. You see over here it's a Suffolk. So, a Kapon of Kon for Yehuda, it's a Suffolk. Omler of Abba Lashame, Kima Eilisli Kudanais of Rispik, when you hitch up a mule to the wagon, and you always need two animals, Ayin Lahana Kadam La Dodi V'Aili, make sure that the two are the same. The two mules are the same. They both have big ears and small tails, whatever it is. They're both the same. Alma, Kusava, Enchay Zarav. First of all, you see that he holds Enchay Zarav. He holds like a Suffolk. He holds like the Rav Yehuda. Why? Because if it's Chay Zarav, so two mules are two mules. Mules are all the same. Right? Except for Rabbanon. Except for Rabbanon. All mules are created equal. Mule is a mule. So that is Chay Zarav. It means Chay Zarav Yehuda, Enchay Zarav, which means he has a Suffolk about it. And now, you don't put two next to each other that are not similar. Because maybe one is a mule, the mother is a Sus, one is a mother is a Chamar. Enchay Zarav, a Suffolk. Don't do that. But he said, but another thing that you see one thing, also do, but the second thing you do see is you could use simanim. This simanim on top of base, simanim the raisa. You could use simanim. You could use the simanim. It's simanim on the raisa. It's a shaylin gemara about mitzvah of simanim on the raisa. If you give back an aveda, if you give matar aguna, it's a simanim enough of a raya. Vice versa over here for this issa the raisa of kalayim to schlep a gal together. It's issa kalayim to schlep a gal together. Lo yisachar shar v'chamar yachtov. You now schlep a gal together if it's a kalayim and we're soymich on simanim. So we see from here that we're soymich on simanim to make on the raisa. So you see simanim is the raisa. So you see two things. He also got Yehuda and simanim the raisa. Again, Rabbi Yishid is a suffix. Fira banan badai ein chosh vadei choshishim darav. You are choshishim darav. There is a mule. Kodeh Yehuda, it's a suffix if choshishim and not choshishim. And Mir Hashem, in the next Amid, we're going to still go Tiferayin to Chesed Rav, and we'll talk about the new thing called the Kvi. That will be the discussion of the Fayin Tesson base.